Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System. Christus Spahn Health System is making a multi-million dollar investment in the health of Coastal Bend families with a new shoreline tower featuring state-of-the-art life-saving medical technology for a growing community. More information is available at ourpathforward.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. My brothers and sisters in Christ, to prepare ourselves to celebrate this sacred mysteries, we call to mind our sins. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, and in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault, therefore I ask, Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Let us pray. O God, who by the mystery of today's great feast sanctify your whole church in every people and nation, pour out, we pray, the gifts of the Holy Spirit across the face of the earth, and with the divine grace that was at work when the gospel was first proclaimed, fill now once more the hearts of your believers. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When the time for Pentecost was fulfilled, they were all in one place together. And suddenly there came from the sky a noise like a strong driving wind, and it filled the entire house in which they were. Then there appeared to them tongues as of fire, which parted and came to rest on each of them. And they were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in different tongues as the Spirit enabled them to proclaim. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven staying in Jerusalem. At this sound they gathered in a large crowd, but they were confused because each one heard them speaking in his own language. They were astounded, and in amazement they asked, "Are not all these people who are speaking Galileans? Then how does each of us hear them in his native language? We are Parthians, Medes, and Elamites, inhabitants of Mesopotamia, Judea, and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the districts of Libya near Cyrene, as well as travelers from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs, yet we hear them speaking in our own tongues of the mighty acts of God." The word of the Lord.
Send out your Spirit and renew the face of the earth. Lord, send out your Spirit and renew the face of the earth. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, you are great indeed. How manifold are your works, O Lord! The earth is full of your creatures. Lord, send out your Spirit and renew the face of the May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord be glad in his works. Pleasing to him be my theme. I will be glad in the Lord. Lord, send out your Spirit and renew the face of the earth. If you'll take away their breath, they perish and return to their dust. When you send forth your Spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the earth. Lord, send out your Spirit and renew the face of the earth.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, those who are in the flesh cannot please God, but you are not in the flesh. On the contrary, you are in the Spirit, if only the Spirit of God dwells in you. Whoever does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him. But if Christ is in you, although the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is alive because of righteousness. If the Spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, the one who raised Christ from the dead, who will give life to your mortal bodies also, through his Spirit that dwells in you. Consequently, brothers and sisters, we are not debtors to the flesh to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you do not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you received a spirit of adoption, through whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if only we suffer with him, so that we may also be glorified with him. The word of the Lord.
Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you always. Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. Those who do not love me do not keep my words, yet the word you hear is not mine, but that of the Father who sent me. I have told you this while I am with you, the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I told you." The Gospel of the Lord. I guess the first thing I should begin with is to say happy birthday to all of us. Today is the day, as we know, when the Holy Spirit descended on the apostles in the form of tongues of fire and inflamed their hearts and their very beings with passion and charisma, not to mention a very large dose of courage to preach and to witness the good news of Jesus Christ, the good news of Jesus Christ as Messiah, as the Son of God, and as the second person in the Blessed Trinity. So today, yes, is Pentecost Sunday, 50 days after the resurrection. The term Pentecost itself comes from the Greek pentekosti, meaning 50th. Historically, in Judaism, it was known as the Festival of Weeks, Shavuot, which was celebrated 7 weeks in one day following the first harvest of grain. And this actual mention of 50 days comes from the 23rd chapter of Leviticus. But to put this Pentecost event into perspective, I think we need to look at actually what happened in the lives of the apostles up to this point. The disciples saw Jesus several times after the resurrection for those 50 days. He even ate with them, and he encouraged them. But even though they had encountered the risen Christ, they were still fearful. They were still lost. And they were realistically not prepared to build a church. They were not prepared to share their belief. They were, as we would say today, they were lukewarm in their faith, kind of riding the fence. And some even went back to work, back to something they knew how to do. And remember several weeks ago, Peter saying, and I'm going to paraphrase him, "Hey, I'm tired of sitting around I'm going fishing." And the other said, "Well, we want to come with you too." Peter said, "I'm going back to something that I'm sure of, something that does not cause discomfort, something that's steady." And if you remember last week, the apostles accompanied Jesus to Bethany, where he ascended to the Father. And he gave them a charge. If you remember, he gave them a charge to go baptize all the nations in the name of the Father, Son, and Spirit. And after that, we read that they were overjoyed and they paid homage to him. And they worshiped in the temple every day, giving praise and glory to God. But nothing changed. Everything was the same. Nothing had changed because they themselves hadn't changed. There was no evangelization. There was no witnessing. There were no healings. The faith, our faith, that we have and believe in today was not proclaimed. And then we hear in that powerful first reading today from the Acts of the Apostles, on that fateful day when the disciples were all gathered together in one place, a noise, they said, like a driving wind, filled the house. I'm sure it shook. And the Holy Spirit came upon the disciples in the form of tongues of fire, and they were enabled, they were empowered to proclaim in many different languages the good news of Jesus Christ. They received the Spirit, but just as important, they allowed the Spirit to work through them. We also read in Acts of the Apostles, if you read after this Pentecost event, several verses after this Pentecost event, how Peter and the other apostles baptized over 3,000 new members into the faith. 3,000 new members. Okay, so what happened? What happened? Well, it's not difficult to understand what happened. They were filled. They were filled with the Spirit. They were filled with the third person of the Most Blessed Trinity, the Holy Spirit, the Advocate, the Paraclete. Paraclete. Greek word for paraclete is parakletos, helper, advocate. That word paraclete reminds me of when I was very young. We didn't have CCD back then. We called it Sunday school. And we went to be prepared for First Communion and confirmation. And one of the things they talked about were different terms of what you would call the Holy Spirit, and one of them was paraclete. And we were discussing the Holy Trinity, and so the sister who was doing our Sunday school class told us, I want you to draw God the Father, God the Son, and back then we called it God the Holy Ghost. We didn't say Holy Spirit, it was God the Holy Ghost. And so we all got our pencils and crayons, and you know, God the Father was an old man, kind of with a long white beard, and we all knew what Jesus looked like. And then most of us, you know, thinking of ghosts, we kind of drew like a Casper, you know, like a ghost, and you know, put a halo on top of it, and that was the Holy Ghost. But there was one guy, and he drew a little bird. And so when we went over, we had to show him to everybody. The nun said, "Oh, well, this was the Holy Ghost in the form of a dove." And he said, "No, that's the parakeet." Well, she said, "No, paraclete." But so this is not the parakeet, this is the paraclete, the advocate, the helper. But just think about it. These same men who were hiding, who were fearful, not really wanting to commit to their belief in Jesus as the Messiah, these same guys were suddenly and courageously compelled. They were compelled to speak out in public. And just as amazing was the fact that whoever heard them on that day heard them in their own native tongue. What a truly powerful and almost unbelievable way for the beginning of our church. However, in the same breath, we need to realize that nothing about God can be measured by our own limited human understanding. And so notice that once this Spirit came, the faith grew exponentially. The faith was proclaimed. People were evangelized. Healings took place. The faith that we know today began with a small, fearful, ragtag group of disciples who really thought about going back to their past normal lives. And so Pentecost, what does it mean for us today? Yes, we recall and remember how we started. Yes, we remember our beginnings, absolutely. However, sometimes, we ourselves can be like the disciples during those 50 days after the resurrection. We can be fearful to demonstrate our faith beliefs. Sometimes we just want to fit in. We sometimes go along to what? Get along. But the difference, however, is that we ourselves have received the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete, the Advocate. But sometimes we either don't recognize that we truly have this Spirit alive within us, or we've kind of closed ourselves off, not allowing that Spirit to work through us. We kind of lose the sense of being the vessels through which the Spirit works. You know what? It happens to all of us. All of us. It happens to all of us. Life can be a struggle. Sometimes it is. The world can weigh us down. All kind of problems. We allow the world to dictate our behavior, forgetting that all of us are those vessels. All of us are the temples of the Holy Spirit, not slaves to the culture and society that creates its own norms. My friends, we will never break this cycle unless we reclaim and unleash this indwelling Spirit. First and foremost, we must be people of prayer, always, each and every day, giving thanks to the Lord. And it can start with a very small prayer every day, but get in the habit of doing that. And next, become people of the Word. We will encounter God in His sacred Word and sacred Scripture. So we have to read Scripture. We should also be a sacramental people, participating deeply and richly in our traditions, of the Catholic faith. And completing our list, our acts of charity and the evangelization of all that we come into contact with, we evangelize them by what we say and what we do. And I can tell you, there are no evangelization programs anywhere that you can find that can be better than our own personal witness, one person to another. I'm not saying programs are bad, but we have to make them come alive through us. We have to let that Spirit work through us. And so, yes, Pentecost, today, the day the church was born, Pentecost is truly a very joyous celebration because it should always remind us of how blessed we are to have received the Spirit. But it also should remind us that we must also share the faith, following the example of the apostolic witness on that very first Pentecost. May God bless you. May He also give you courage to act just like those apostles did on that first Pentecost. Amen.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth,
of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. And by the Holy Spirit, as incarnate of the Virgin Mary. For our sake, he was crucified in unrighteous by God. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory, to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one, holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess my baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. One in spirit. We turn our attention to the needs of the world, our community, and all those around us.
For the Church, led by Pope Francis, that we may be open to the Holy Spirit in continually renewing our mission, we pray to the Lord. That the peace the Holy Spirit brings may reign in our hearts, enabling us to put the needs of others ahead of our own, especially those who are in the greatest need, we pray to the Lord. And that the peace the Holy Spirit brings may comfort all those in need of healing, physical, mental, or emotional, helping them to overcome the hardships they suffer, we pray to the Lord. For those who are newly baptized and confirmed, that though we have reached the end of this Easter season, they may retain the wonder and enthusiasm of being reborn in the Holy Spirit, we pray to the Lord. That the Lord give members of our military courage and strength against all enemies, both spiritual and physical, and hasten their safe journey back to their homes and loved ones, we pray to the Lord. The intentions of this Mass for the eternal repose of the souls of Elizabeth Massa, Mario Ruiz, the deceased members of the Mew family, Frank Garza Jr., Paul Zanetti, and for the intentions of Brian Holden and his family, we pray to the Lord. Now, my dear friends, for all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of these, our personal needs, we pray to the Lord.
Almighty God, you sent the Holy Spirit to us to dwell with us, to transform us, to sanctify us. Listen to these prayers from those you have blessed and continue to bless through Christ our Lord.
Thank you.
brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Grant, we pray, O Lord, that as promised by your Son, the Holy Spirit may reveal to us more abundantly the hidden mystery of this sacrifice, and graciously lead us into all truth through Christ our Lord. And the Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Father, it is right and just that we should give you thanks and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord. For bringing your Paschal mystery to completion, you bestowed the Holy Spirit today on those you made your adopted children by uniting them to your only begotten Son. This same Spirit, as the church came to birth, opened to all peoples the knowledge of God and brought together the many languages of the earth in profession of the one faith. Therefore, overcome with Paschal joy, every land, every people exalts in your praise, and even the heavenly powers with angelic hosts sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim. Indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, this gift, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them, like the dewfall, so they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins, and do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
Thank you.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. And remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world. Bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, Michael, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin, safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom of God.
Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not in our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with all of you.
Hello, I'm Father Han Pham, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by Christus Spahn Health System, making a multi-million dollar investment in a new state-of-the-art shoreline tower. For more information on the region's most advanced medical center with skilled physicians and highly specialized services like trauma, heart, surgery, and urology all under one roof, log on to ourpathforward.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System for their continuing support of the Cathedral Sunday Mass. If you have been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.